Detachment. Our progress in overcoming false ego will be more genuine and lasting if we develop detachment. Detachment helps the ego become less dominant. To accomplish this, as we saw in the previous chapter, we must first learn to master the senses. This means gaining mastery over the gross material influences in our lives so that we can control animalistic tendencies such as our desires to eat too much, sleep too much, or engage in promiscuity. However, a word of caution is in order at this point. We must not rely only on detachment, or we may find the path too difficult. Remember, spiritual life is also about substituting higher forms of pleasure for lower ones. While detachment is a necessary component in helping us control our gross material desires, once we master these gross desires, our task is far from complete. In fact, the difficult work is just beginning. At this point, we must take inventory to discover the more subtle attachments that are still blocking our spiritual advancement. We cannot work on these subtle attachments without help. On our own, we can all too easily delude ourselves into evaluating our behavior in ways that make us feel comfortable. We do need feedback and guidance from others to help us root out deeply entrenched patterns. That is why spiritual association is so necessary, providing us with mentors, peers, and friends who can help us grow.